From the fortress of free enterprise and free people, this is the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, March 22nd, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, New Zealand is on the verge of outlawing just about every semi-automatic gun in the country. Gun bans, buybacks, and confiscation, all part of the fast-moving politics in the wake of last week's mosque shootings. Now Bernie Sanders and AOC are cheering the move and suggesting we do the same. Two, tearing down the Second Amendment is just one of the great ideas from the left lately. In fact, other big ideas are being discussed on the campaign trail, like eliminating the Electoral College, packing the Supreme Court, or paring down the freedom of speech. Not to mention abortion before and after birth. And number one, the war on our nation's college campuses over, of all things, the First Amendment. It got a major new line of defense. President Trump weighing in with a new executive order defending kids' rights to express themselves and to be heard.
Universities that want taxpayer dollars should promote free speech, not silence free speech.
Free speech is the cornerstone of America. There is no question. The First Amendment, the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights. The First Amendment is the rock star. It is the absolute rock star of the Constitution. But let me tell you something that is frightening. Frightening. Fully half of Americans don't know what's protected by the First Amendment. Nearly 6 in 10 believe the First Amendment is under threat, according to a new survey. Yet a large portion of respondents can't even correctly say what it protects. Of 2,000 adults that took part in a poll, half thought that liberty is one of the five freedoms. No, liberty is the result of our freedom. It's not, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to assemble, freedom to redress grievances. You know, all of these things. I mean, you should be able to rattle these things off, right? Press, assembly, religion, speech, all there. And I consider freedom of the press to be freedom of speech to be the same. And a right to petition the government for your grievances, to say, hey, pal, get it right. People don't even know what it is. They don't even know what's in the First Amendment. And that's the problem. We don't teach kids anymore. And in fact, here's something even more frightening. One in five of us don't even know. One in five of us don't even know what the Bill of Rights is. Can you imagine to not know what the first 10 amendments of the United States Constitution are? The freedom of speech, the right to keep and bear arms. Number three, I believe, is you don't have to house a militia in your home. You don't have to be forced to allow the military into your home. Number four, unreasonable search and seizure is banned. Number five, you don't have to incriminate yourself. And the list goes on. I'm doing pretty good, aren't I? I got a millennial here in the room. I got Chance in the room here. He's our IT specialist for the program. And he just flew in from Florida. Man, are his arms tired. That's just dumb, isn't it? Pull that mic in. Number three. All right, it's millennial quiz time. All right, it's millennial. Chance, good morning.
What's up?
Good day. Bring that mic up there, Alex. Yeah, number three. All right, how old are you, Chance?
29. I'll be 30 in about 2 weeks.
Does that mic sound funny to you, Alex? Just quiet. It seems a little buzzy to me. 29. All right, so what's wrong with what do people in your age, a lot of them just not pay attention to politics, don't care, going about their own deal? Because I feel like I see a lot of folks that they're just not connected. Am I wrong about that?
Oh, no, you're absolutely right about that. A lot of people, but for me, I don't really have too many friends that's my age anyway, because
right.
I had to grow up pretty quick.
But, that's true, you know.
So I don't really have a lot of conversations with them about politics. The most political conversations I have is with one of my best friends, and all he does is talk politics, right? Yeah. And we coach softball together, but me and him.
But a lot of folks disconnected.
A lot of people my age are completely disconnected from that. A lot of people that are my age are typically into sports trivia type stuff.
Sure.
Or they watch a lot of TV.
So let me ask you that. Because, well, yeah, they sit on the couch and watch a lot of TV. That bodes well for the future. But you, I mean, you're an IT professional. You do IT stuff and social media stuff here for the company, which you do a great job. But you had a startup company. I mean, you've been here in town for a day or two, and you're working on another project for another company because you're an entrepreneur, which I respect greatly. But I don't see that kind of drive for a lot of people. Like you mentioned, you had to grow up kind of fast because you grew up in Mississippi, right?
Right.
And I appreciate that. But why? Where is this drive? Because when I was younger, I always wanted to have a company, and I grew up, and I wanted to have control over things. But I don't see the work ethic. I don't see it in a lot of people. I see it in you, and I see it in your kids. But a lot of people that are your contemporaries, that are your age bracket or whatever, they just don't have that fire. And they want socialism. They want you to go to work and me to go to work and pay them. I'm baffled by it.
So what would mess everyone up on my thought process about that is just literally the way I was raised. My grandfather raised me. So when he retired, he was 55. But what he did after that, he worked for the city. We cut grass, and he worked at Winn-Dixie. He worked at the fire department for 18 years. And right after he retired,
right,
we were still working.
Kept right on working.
So it never stopped. The only time it stopped him from working is once he had a stroke and I moved in with him.
To look after him.
To look after him.
Right.
And even then, he still was trying to figure out a way to work. Grandpa, you
take a break.
You 63, man. Like, you don't need to keep doing this right now. You have a nice pension. He's like, nah, we just got to keep going. So.
Well, I talked about this in the program a while back. Ivy and I had an Uber driver who was 90. And people said, did you check his reaction? No, the guy was sharp. He was had it together. And I said, well, why are you still doing this? He said, because everybody that I know that went and sat on the couch is dead.
That's a fact.
My
grandfather is the oldest deacon in the church at this point.
Still working.
He can't work now. Unfortunately, he can't work now. But if he didn't ever have that stroke,
right, he'd still be going.
He would have still been working.
So I guess my point is, why do we not have that drive in all the other folks? I mean, you've got a big family. I don't have any idea what other people in your family do, but I know that you have a drive and you have that. And it was given to you by a generation previously. And I wonder if we failed our kids by giving all participation ribbons. Hey, Johnny's good boy. Johnny got an A. And you know what? Maybe Johnny's not that sharp, and maybe Johnny ain't that good looking, and maybe they ain't that cool, and maybe they need to work a little bit harder.
The participation ribbon is a very big driver of, I would have to say, that group of people.
Laziness.
Yeah, you think you're just supposed to be awarded something without actually doing the work. What we always tell our kids, like,
no.
We're very competitive, right?
I've seen it. I know.
We do not care if it's an Uno game. You are, in my head, you are going to lose.
Right. You're going to beat them.
That's the only way you learn, right? Like, so what I learned how to play checkers early on. It wasn't, oh, you move this way. No, I'm about to exactly show you why you're about to lose. Once you lose something, you learn something. A lot of people that's given stuff don't know how to earn it. So once you're given it, it's like you're entitled to it.
Exactly.
But if you earn it, it works a little bit more in your favor. So
you figure out how to earn the next thing and the bigger thing.
Like,
the better thing.
I've probably worked since I was about like off the books, probably since I was like 6 years old. But actually on paper, since I was 10.
But you got to earn it.
Got to earn it.
Got to earn it. See, there you go. See, there's still hope for the country. The chance gives us hope. You see, there's still work ethic out there. You just got to fight. Teach your kids as well. That's the thing, right? Hey, it's a free-for-all Friday. Check in, 888-900-9966. On the way, Shane Hagedorn, another guy that knows a thing or two about working really hard to make his dreams come true. Producing Christian movies, he is. We'll talk to Shane right after this break.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business. Moving Michigan forward.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Luncheon, Thursday, May 19th at Old Town Marquee. Visit Lansing.